Blog Talk Radio.
If you feel insignificant, you better think again. Better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Not just a speck in the universe. Not just some words in a Bible verse. You are the living word. Ah, you're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we. Bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it, and it ain't no secret, no. Understand the truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, say he's dead in a fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your wisdom and step in your wisdom and know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching. I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know. Mama's still trying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off, truly I'm feeling it. I had to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife. Still really hard, I can't lie. But I promise you I will fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated, you're thinking I'm jumping it. Forgiveness is key because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. That's on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger. In the picture they framed us to see. Legacy, oh, you're part of something way bigger. Let love be the water I pour into you and you pour it to me. There ain't no drought here, blooming throughout actual power. I'll be a sanctuary, you just don't know yet. You just don't know yet. No matter how hard it gets, you got my blood in ya, and you're gonna run. Again, better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is another episode of Ancestral Tea. All right. So today, me and my cat, we're going to bring y'all Ancestral Tea. Miss Girl, y'all say hi to Miss Girl. She's looking. All right. So Ancestral Tea, guys, it's another podcast, another episode of Ancestral Tea. So this is a new episode, this series I brought to the table, Worldizing Information and Ancestral Tea this season. So I hope you guys are enjoying it. Go back and listen to Worldizing Information, guys. This is randomly I come on during the week and, you know, either information or Ancestral Tea is a little different. It's something channeled through the ancestors. You know, like sometimes the ancestors want us to know or become aware. And, you know, so their channel messages, what I do, guys, here on Enhancing Awareness Radio, it's a big classroom, really. And what I like to do is I like to pull clips from many different people. And, of course, I cite, you know, so any clip that you hear, start from this season on. Not all the clips are in my show notes, but from this season on, you're going to get the references, you know what I mean, in the show notes. So Shavi Zane is who I'm going to be using today. Again, she's a tarot, a oracle reader and stuff. So she, you know, she pulls channel messages. And also I come in and get my feedback on what I feel. But this one is one I was listening to about generational curses. You know what I'm saying? The generational curses that was put onto us and our generations and our lines. You know, it's just, it's all about perspective, you guys. You know what I mean? It's all about perspective. So just Eternal, he was here last season on Enhancing Awareness Radio, and I remember him bringing a good point on it. He said that generational curses. So generational curses, generational curses. However, you know, you look at it, you know what I'm saying? There is no denying that there are things that go on behind and underneath. See, this is what we're not telling the truth about openly, that there are things that go on not only in the shadow government, but on a lower level, the shadowness itself that we put up. The spells that we cast upon, the black magic spells that we cast upon each other, the shit that we do to go against each other. So she explains it today on a level of the higher ups, so to speak, you know, the powers that were, as she says, of how the generational curses were upon our bloodlines in history, right? So that's what she's going to go in on, and I'm going to come back and close out and discuss, or probably periodically pause in the middle of it. But she makes some very great points, you guys. So also make sure you please go to subscribe to her channel. She drops a lot of great messages, you guys. But generational curses, you know, sometimes could it be that the curse was placed upon the bloodline? And then it became a course, you know what I'm saying, that just became repetitively, you know, that generations and generations, you know what I'm saying? But the root of it, could it possibly be that it was maybe a curse? You draw your own conclusions, you guys, because here and here we're not telling you what to do. The basis is not to tell you what to do, but to draw your own perspectives, draw your own conclusions at the end of it all. But I want you guys to listen to this. Hold on, am I still on? Okay. I want you guys to listen to this just to, you know, pull your perspective, you guys. And, yeah. And I'll if you need to contact me for anything, you can contact me using my link tree in the show notes, guys. You can send me an email. I have PDFs. If you're starting off Spirituality 101, I have a great PDF, guys. Just, you know, email me and tell me that you want some good PDFs to start out with. I get a gauge on where you at in your journey and what you might need, what some good books. I will give these away for free, you guys, so just email me, enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com, or utilize my link tree, you guys. But, yeah, let's go ahead and take a listen to see what she has to say. And the lecture is called Urgent Message, Generational Curses. What curses have your ancestors battled?
Everyone, thank you all for joining me at this time. My name is Shavi Zane, and I'm coming on at this time to do a message that is entitled Urgent. And I'm entitling it Urgent because of the way that it came to me. So I am assuming that the way that my spiritual team has brought it to me, it must be presented to you all from a sense of urgency so that we can all come together to do the work to release and to set free pertaining to our ancestors, okay? Now, I wasn't going to get on here and do a message tonight. I was actually going back and forth in my mind about another message that I had in mind to do, and I was going to lay down and go to sleep, and, you know, I just so happened to be thinking, and all of a sudden it came into me, the message of coming on to speak with you all about the generational curses that have been placed over your ancestors. And so I'm going to be doing a reading to find out what these generational curses have been, why were they placed over your family, what was they supposed to be preventing. Like, obviously, it was done, the curse was placed over the family in order to block something. When I hear generational curses, I hear spells, I hear dark magic, okay? And so we need to know this because we are approaching the winter solstice, December 21st, 2021. This is a very pivotal moment because it's actually setting
this is an old clip, you guys.
Where things are getting ready to shift in terms of moving into 2022. And I feel that there is a lot of dark energies that want to try and cause more stumbling blocks for the chosen, especially during this transitional time of the year, okay? That specific date is very important. And so I'm hoping that this message gets to you all by that date. But even if not, timing is fluid, it's not linear, so we're not going to put too much emphasis on the date, but we will put emphasis on the urgency of this message in and of itself. So the questions that I'm going to be looking into is your mother's side of the family. We're going to talk about your mother's side of the family. What are the curses that were placed on that side of the family? What was the curse meant to block? And then we're going to look to how the curse can be broken. We will do the same for your father's side of the family. And then I'm going to move towards your children.
Now, I do want to let you know, guys, this is not a personal reading as to, you know, my personal families, okay? So I just want to let you know this is not my reading or anything like that. This is a collective reading, okay? So what applies, you can take it. What flies, take it. You know what I'm saying? So this is just a general read because at the end of the day, guys, we all are one. You know, we all one. You know what I'm saying? So we all are one at the end of the day. But, you know, this does not have to apply for you, okay? Disclaimer, guys. And this is not my reading, okay? This is a general reading that she's doing for mama's side and daddy's side of a general public family, okay? All right.
For those of you who have children, because what I also heard, this is why I marked it urgent, what I also heard was your children, even once we go and we do these specific, we make these proclamations in the spiritual realm on behalf of our ancestors to break the generational curse off of them, quite often we don't consider the fact that our children actually have another side, another lineage that we have to consider. And so when you have rebellious children or children where you can't quite understand why you can't seem to get a hold of them in terms of balancing them out or bringing peace within them, you have to consider that their father, if you are a woman, their father's side of the family has their own ancestry line that needs to be set free and healed from wounds. And if that father, if your child's father is not in the process of doing that on behalf of your children or behalf of themselves, then that whole other side of your child's lineage still has an effect on your child and the children that proceed from them. So this is where we begin to have a powerful impact on breaking generational curses because now we're taking it a step further. We're not just starting with our generation. We are looking at our children and considering the other half of their family and establishing relief and healing and freedom for them as well. And when this thought came to mind, about 3 minutes later, my daughter, she woke up out of her sleep It was about maybe 1:30 in the morning, screaming, hollering to the top of her lungs, okay? No apparent reason, just hollering. And so this gave me that sense of urgency to show me, look at this, okay? I haven't even started shuffling yet, but this is that being entrapped, being imprisoned, okay? We have to release. It's time for us to start releasing our ancestors and breaking these generational curses off of them. You as the generational curse breaker has been called to step into this role to make this happen. So let's get right into it because I have a feeling that this is going to be a long reading. This is all about generations right here with the Ten of Pentacles, the mother, the father, the grandfather, and each generation that succeeds from it. And so let's see. Concerning your mother, your mother's side of family, what are the generational curses that have been passed down on your mother's side of the family? Let's start there, okay? What are the generational curses that have been passed down on your mother's side of the family? Okay, so I have the Page of Swords. I have the Ten of Wands right behind that. Okay, I'm going to be clarifying these because I want to get very detailed. What are the generational curses that have been placed on your mother's side of the family? So we have the Hangman and the Fool. Okay. I think I'm going to pull one more and begin clarifying these. One more. What are the generational curses that have been placed on your mother's side of the family? So then we have the Nine of Cups in reverse. Okay. So what I'm seeing here on your mother's side of the family, I feel like there's always this energy of people that have been working against your mother's side for generations, okay? To block. So I'm going to pull these for generations. This is all going back to the past, okay? So let's see. There have been people that have been watching, whether this is a spirit, you know, low-level entities, people working through, or low-level entities working through people, to cause a lot of burdens, feeling weighed down, a lot of heavy loads. Okay, feeling overwhelmed with putting in a lot of work and effort just to have to start all over again. All of this hard work that is put in, they never fully reap the harvest and end up starting all over again just to end up stuck and never actually receiving their wish fulfillment, okay? Because there's always a group of people that are watching, working against your mother's side of the family to block, okay, to throw all types of obstacles and stumbling blocks in that direction to that side of your family so that whatever work and effort that is put in, it never comes to pass and never reaches any truth, any real fruit, okay, it never bears fruit. And you always feel as if even in the midst of starting all over again, which it ultimately leads that side of the family to have to start all over again, they still end up getting stuck and never fully reaching the potential here. So let me clarify these cards. What is this Page of Swords for your mother's side of the family in terms of generational curses? What came out is the Two of Cups in reverse. So that is failed relationships, okay? Never being able to maintain a balanced partnership. So even if there were partnerships where you might say, okay, well, my grandmother maintained a partnership for 50 years, there's still something here that's generational where partnerships are not balanced, okay? They're not stable. Let me see what else is coming out here for this Page of Swords. So then I'm also hearing that oftentimes it ends up being the partner, one of the ex-partners that ends up bringing a lot of karma towards your mother's side of the family. So they end up being used as a pawn in order to create a lot of the chaos. you have the Fool here coming out in the reverse. So we already have the Fool in the upright. So it's showing me that, yeah, there's always someone around who is doing something sneaky, okay? Always watching and lurking, looking to do, to commit theft, to do something deceptive, something dishonest, okay? And all of these blackbirds and trolls here in this picture, you know, this person, whoever these people are, they do these things in the dark where it's hidden, because you see the moon here in the dark where it's hidden. And so I also feel that there is fear that is often plaguing the side, your mother's side of the family here, where they might end up jumping prematurely into relationships that ultimately turn out to be very unbalanced and unstable. And it's probably, I feel like it's a generational thing where one person ends up carrying the burden, carrying the load, and feeling as if they're doing this by themselves, and still having to start all over again in spite of all of the hard work that they put in. So let me see. What is the Ten of Wands? Okay. So the Ten of Wands is the Four of Pentacles in reverse. Now, the Four of Pentacles deals with being able to save money, being able to, you know, hold on to those things that you have worked so hard for. But in reverse, it's almost as if money tends to slip right through your fingers here. And so in spite of all of this hard work, I'm feeling that on your mother's side of the family, like I said, there's really no fruit. It's hard in terms of reaping the harvest of the hard work that is put in on the mother's side of the family. It's like money runs right through their fingers, okay? It's hard to save. And so you end up, they ended up having to start all over again. What is the Fool? The Fool is the Three of Pentacles. So, yeah, starting all over again, I feel with a new group of people, maybe even when it comes to work, having to start all over again, never being able to maintain a specific job for an extended period of time, or if you do put in a lot of work, let's say 10 years or more, you never feel as if your mother's side of family is like something about the curse, the energy that has been placed over her side of the family to keep that particular side from being able to save money, being able to create generational wealth, and being able to see all of the hard work bear fruit, okay? So let's see what else is coming out. The Hangman. What is the Hangman? What is the Hangman? Yeah, so the Hangman is the Nine of Pentacles. So I was just telling you all about bearing fruit. So this is all of the Nine of Pentacles is about somebody being independent. Those seeds that you plant, this will be all of those pentacles, the financial abundance, the material abundance that is gained based on the seeds that are being planted. But with this Hangman, this is clarifying the Hangman. It's like on your mother's side of the family, you're just in this energy of constantly sacrificing yourself and waiting for the fruit to bear. But it's something, it's almost as if it never comes into fruition. You're always just waiting on it and in hopes that it'll come to pass. Let's see, what is the Nine of Cups in reverse? Yeah, always being in this energy of confusion, okay, trying to figure out what it is that you want, what's going to bring happiness. This is what has been happening on your mother's side of the family, never being able to figure out what your actual purpose is.
Mind you, this is a general collective reading, guys, not my personal reading.
State of confusion, trying to figure out what will bring happiness, what will bring wish fulfillment.
If it resonates, take it. If not, let it go.
Again, you find yourself starting all over again, taking the leap of faith to try something new, but each time the result ends up being the same. So the curse that has been placed over your mother's side of the family has dealt with blocking finances, blocking stability, blocking out generational wealth, okay, and causing the mother's side of the family to feel as if putting all of this hard work all of their lives just to come out on the other side with barely anything to show for it. and still not finding that happiness or that peace in light of the things that they have been doing. So let me see. What was the curse meant to block? So I feel like it's kind of clear, but I'm still going to ask that specific question so that we're clear on what the curse was meant to block. We already see that it was meant to block out financial growth, okay? And I feel like also causing a breakdown of the family structure in terms of partnership, because we did see the Two of Cups in reverse, where the wrong types of partnerships are created. These are not people that you know that your mother's side of the family was meant to be with, and so they end up either staying in a long-term partnership with someone who's not reciprocal in the energy of creating a solid foundation for generations to come. One person ends up carrying the load or the burden, most of that on their own, and then it breaks them down. Obviously, that will cause a lot of health issues, mental issues, emotional issues when you feel as if you are putting in all of this work alone. And so let me see, what was this curse meant to block on your mother's side of the family? What was it meant to block? Because when you know what the curse was meant to block, then that's when you yourself as a co-creator steps in. You first release your mother's side of the family and their ancestors from all bondage and all chains. You heal them. You send out healing energy for them to heal whatever wounds they may have carried over in the spiritual realm. And then you also begin to become the creator of those things that the enemy tried to block your previous generations from creating. So you become the creator of those things, okay? And then you also open up the lines of communication and the contact between yourself and your ancestors of love and light so that they can now work with you, because if they're still in bondage in the spiritual realm because no one has yet to break the generational curses, then you yourself as a generational curse breaker, you see beyond just you, yourself, your children that you've given birth to. You see beyond that. You see the lineages that happened previous to you. Generational curses don't just start with you and moving forward. It starts with you going back and moving forward, okay? So let's see. Being able to establish balance, okay? Because there's a lot coming out in regards to pentacles. So the curse was, it was supposed to block finding that financial balance, that financial stability, that material balance. So this was, what I'm hearing is that it was meant to keep your mother's side of the family in survival mode. And in survival mode, you're constantly, you're always afraid, you're always stressed out, you're always concerned that whatever you have is going to come crumbling down and that you never have enough. And so you end up desperately, you take desperate measures in order to create this for yourself. Look at this. We got the Seven of Swords coming out again. So what was this supposed to block? From you being able to see, yeah, it was supposed to keep you in a state of confusion so that you would never be able to awaken to see where the deception actually came from, okay? Because there's definitely an energy of theft. Okay, and when we talk about theft, when I speak on theft of generational curses, I'm speaking on the enemy stealing your lineage, stealing your family inheritance, the spiritual aspect of your family inheritance, and also the physical aspect of your family inheritance. The enemy wanted to block you, to keep you from being able to see why your mother's side of the family has always been in this position of trying to juggle finances, trying to stay balanced emotionally. It's because this whole time the enemy was stealing and getting away with it, because meanwhile, while your mother's side of the family was in this energy of juggling, this is where their focus lies, while the enemy was able to get away with with the inheritance of your mother's generation. So to keep a distraction going so that they would never be unmasked, okay? This card came out in the reverse. This is the Three of Pentacles. What the curse was supposed to prevent was building, okay? Prevent your mother's side of the family from being able to build. and to establish a solid foundation with like-minded people to prevent the family from working together to create generational wealth, because this is the father up here, the mother down here, and the child. And so being able to create the generational wealth for your family is what the enemy was attempting to do with these curses. So at the bottom of the deck, I have the Ten of Wands, which is the same card that we pulled out here from the other deck, of feeling weighed down, always carrying this baggage. And so the enemy's curse was all about making you feel weighed down and feeling as if you had to, like there's a lot of things that you couldn't release. And so your mother's side of the family carries this baggage from one generation to the next, okay? From one generation to the next, carrying these heavy loads, feeling weighed down, burdened, trodden down, and feeling as if they was always doing it alone. And not just carrying the baggage of those things that they had to do to maintain in the physical, but their mental, holding on to a lot of emotional baggage, okay? And this was expressed, you know, in their stress of trying to stay in survivor mode, down from one generation to the next, maybe even passed down to you, where you felt this strong need to stay in survivor mode because you saw your mother's side of the family constantly work and pretty much struggle in order to create something that would last, always having to start all over again. So in that energy, whenever you have to start all over again in life all the time because you keep taking these hard hits, you often end up becoming a hoarder. So you might even have people on your mother's side of the family who might have an actual space that is crowded and very cluttered, because when you take a lot of losses, when you finally do gain something, you end up placing value even on those things that really don't hold that much value. But for you, you give it more value than it probably deserves in your life, because you don't want to keep taking losses. You want to feel like you have something that belongs to you. And so I feel like that might have created a hoarding energy for some people on your mother's side of the family. And, you know, when you have a very tight space, okay, we're talking about in the physical, it creates a lot of chaos in the mind when you have a space that is full of a lot of things that you no longer need. And so if you're carrying this stuff over, you know, from one generation to the next, holding on to things, then you don't give yourself a chance to first clear your mind, but you don't give yourself a chance to receive, because what room do you have? You have no room to receive anything because you're carrying all of this baggage. And so this comes from having to release and start all over again. So it created this hoarding energy. I'm going to pull one more, and then we're going to move on to the father. So it happened this way to prevent, there's more pentacles here, to prevent your mother's side of the family from feeling optimistic, waiting to prevent them from feeling optimistic and creating that passion to move forward, to start all over again, to feel that energy to ride the waves instead of what's going on, having that attitude of I'm going to ride the waves of this situation until it takes me exactly where I need to be. They couldn't do that because they were so burdened and weighed down with all of these things that they was juggling. It's like when we saw that page of swords come out initially, the enemy has been watching and lurking from one generation to the next on the mother's side of the family to ensure that they always felt the need to be weighed down and burdened. So it's like even if the next generation broke through and said, okay, I'm going to be optimistic about my future, and I'm going to take the leap of faith to start something new, they ultimately ended up back starting at ground zero but not being able to reap the harvest because they ended up burdened and weighed down all over again. And so the enemy wanted to send stumbling blocks emotionally on your mother's side of the family, as well as financially, and as well as when it comes to partnership, being able to work together to create these solid foundations, okay? So break down the partnership or send in a partner who is not going to reciprocate the work that it takes to create a foundation, so that one person feels overwhelmed and burdened, putting in all of the work towards this home. And then ultimately, you know, you're just constantly hoping that you'll be able to create this financial abundance, but it never really comes to fruition. So that's the enemy's plan on your mother's side of the family. And so you want to break that curse off your mother's side of the family, being very specific in terms of what you want to release. I release all financial blockages. I release all, I release and destroy all blockages towards cohesive partnership. I release all baggage, emotional baggage or physical baggage that has been carried over from one generation to the next. And you're going to release this from your ancestors first in the spiritual realm, and then you're going to release it from yourself and those to precede that come from you in the physical right now, those who are still here. So let's move into your father's side of the family.
Again, this is not my reading, guys. It's a collective reading, general.
The generational curses that have been placed over your father's side of the family? I'm already seeing here imprisonment, maybe a major issue, a major factor for your father's side of the family. What are the generational curses over your father's side of the family?
If it resonates, let it. If not, let it. Again, this is a general reading.
The generational curses deals with a lot of chaos, conflict, drama, competition, fighting against one another, okay? A lot of changes that have happened as a result of very aggressive and angry energy that comes from the father's side of the family. Fighting against one another, okay? A lot of fighting here. Okay. So we have the Page of Wands in the reverse. I mean, the Page of Swords in the reverse. A lot of slander, a lot of lies, and then the Queen of Wands in the upright. So I'm going to be clarifying these. This could even be a lot of competitive energy when it comes to just women in general. Let me see. What are the generational curses that have been placed over your father's side of the family? Okay, so I have here secrets, a lot of secrets that are being kept over the father's side of the family. Four swords in reverse, not being able to heal here, never being able to really take the time out to heal, and then the the lovers in reverse. Disruption when it comes to partnership. So that seems to be a common theme for both sides of the family, for your mother and your father, an imbalance when it comes to partnership. Put it in the closet. So let me see. There seems to be what has been passed down, a lot of infidelity on your father's side of the family, mistresses on your father's side of the family, a lot of competitive energy, a lot of gossiping, a lot of lies on your father's side of the family, a very lustful energy that has been passed down on your father's side of the family. Also attracting to them women who are actual witches, who perform dark magic, spells, sex magic on your father's side of the family, okay? Let me clarify these cards and see what's here. So the five, I would say what I'm hearing is the Jezebel spirit is a strong energy on your father's side of the family. So it has this very lustful energy here, and it causes a lot of chaos and competition. So what is the Five of Wands? The Five of Wands is clarified by the Three of Wands in the reverse and the Knight of Pentacles in the reverse. So these two cards for me, to clarify, the Five of Wands indicates feeling very pessimistic about the future, no passion about moving forward into a new direction, and also an energy of being stuck, not being able to create forward movement or to create solid foundations, okay? The Knight of Pentacles indicates being stopped in your tracks because of this competitive energy, okay? Something about not being able to move forward here, staying stuck in this energy. Even when it comes to financial stability, but what I'm hearing more so is that commitment issues have been a large problem on your father's side of the family. It's like what I just heard was, oh my goodness, what's that doggone song? It just came in. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he left his hat was his home, okay? And when he died, all he left was alone. So this Knight of Pentacles in reverse is like, in the upright, the Knight of Pentacles, wherever they get, they end up staying put, okay? That's where they end up staying long term. But when it's in the reverse, there is no action towards commitment or a long-term solid foundation, okay? So let's see. What is the Page of Swords in the reverse? So the enemy has used the Jezebel spirit to keep your father's side of the family in a very lustful energy, creating a lot of passion, but a lot of passion that's misdirected in a way where it's a lot of competitive energy, a lot of jealousy, a lot of chaos and drama. And it brings about immature communication and slander, and it also attracts that Jezebel spirit over your father's side of the family has attracted women who operate from a space of energetically manipulating the men in the family, okay? But it can also, you know, this doesn't just have to be the men. It can also indicate that it has produced men who become warlocks or who have attracted witches or witches who have attracted or women who have attracted warlocks, but it's something about a very dark energy over the love life of your father's side of the family. So what is the Page of Swords in the reverse? Ooh. Okay, well, a lot of them failed, but the only one that flipped up is the Ace of Cups. So this deals with love, okay? The Page of Swords in reverse, a lot of gossip, a lot of slander, a lot of chaos that happens behind love, always finding yourself moving towards the next thrill on the father's side of the family, seeking love, seeking out that energy of love, but running into something completely different. Let me clarify the Page of Swords in the reverse again. So we have the Ten of Wands coming out, okay, carrying a lot of baggage into the next relationship. A lot of chaos, a lot of baggage, a lot of misdirected passion. And so because they never released the baggage from the previous relationship, they end up bringing it into the new relationship, and they end up running into the same types of problems. So a hamster wheel of the same type of issues concerning love on the father's side of the family. So let's see, the Queen of Wands. So look at this. The Queen of Wands is the Nine of Swords, okay? So just like I said, that same type of energy that ultimately brings a lot of pain, a lot of heartache, okay? And I'm feeling like this is not the same energy, okay? This Queen of Wands here is actually operating from a space of dark magic. That's not always the case for every Queen of Wands, but I'm picking up what I'm intuitively hearing and how this message is being played out. Your father's side of the family attracts to them, whether it's men or women, who operate from a space of doing a lot of sexual magic and dark magic and manipulation through that Jezebel spirit because they may be very attractive or maybe very alluring or sexually very passionate, but they end up causing problems on the other side for, if you know, the other woman or the other man who might be, you know, let's just say that the Queen of Wands would be the mistress and the Nine of Swords right here would be the wife, okay? So attracting women who operate from a space of darkness, and they use their sexual energy to their advantage against the people from your father's side of the family, and it draws in a lot of dark energy over the home. And these are people that are in secret. These are lovers that are in secret here, okay? Let me clarify again, the Queen of Wands. So for you, like, you want to break, release your father's side of the family from all strongholds of the Jezebel spirit, all blockages and obstacles that have prevented true love from coming into fruition on your father's side of the family. Because obviously from both sides, for you yourself, this if the curse is not broken with you, which I strongly believe that y'all are going to take action, the curse has hovered over you. You look back in your past and you see how it has affected and influenced your love life, your financial stability, your cohesiveness with your partners. You'll be able to see it, how it's played out in terms of being carried down. But now your position is to break that, starting with you and obviously breaking it off of your previous generation as well as the ones moving forward. So let's see. The High Priest, well, the Queen of Wands, I want to clarify the Queen of Wands, the Four of Swords, okay? So it's that energy of always needing to heal, okay? Having your heart ripped out of your chest and always needing to heal. Because this card, I actually picked it up in the reverse. This is the same card as the Four of Swords right here in the reverse. So always needing to heal but not fully being able to, okay? So there is a Jezebel spirit over family that does not allow them to heal from these chaotic relationships, partnerships that are largely centered around sex and physical attraction, and they ultimately end up being very burdensome, and they end up in heartbreak, a lot of pain. What is the High Priestess here? The High Priestess is the Three of Pentacles. So this would be that person who is, because this is the family here, okay? This came out for your mother as well. This will be the father, the mother, the child. The High Priestess is the secret, okay, the mistress. So this person who is a part of the family, okay, but is in secret. And then here comes this competitive, chaotic energy, which causes all of this fighting, all of this chaos, all of this drama, because you have all of these outside people inside of the relationship that don't belong there. And then you're, the Jezebel spirit that's being attracted is one that actually attracts women or men who use dark magic and sex magic over the partnership to, you know, and they cause all of these dark, you know, this darkness over the feminine energy, this the matriarch of the family, okay, or the wife of the household, all of this dark energy, all of this pain, because there's this magic that's being done not just on the partner that they're sleeping with, I'm talking about the mistress, not just on the partner that they're sleeping with, but also over the husband or wife that is your parent or your great-grandparent, whoever this would be. So this Jezebel spirit comes in and creates stumbling blocks for, I'm feeling that this is a feminine that's usually attracted by the masculine on your father's side of the family that comes in and does dark magic over to create a lot of stress and heartache and pain, where she's always having to try and heal, okay? And this competitive energy where she's manipulating the masculine so that he never fully settles down. He's always that rolling stone, always looking for the next thrill and never finding it because he's carrying this baggage and he's not knowing why. Look at this. There's the Seven of Swords again at the bottom of the deck. So this is hovering on both the mother and father's side of the family, coming in to steal love from your father's side of the family, commitment from your father's side of the family, stability, and healing so that they never heal, okay? what is the lovers in reverse? Because the lovers in reverse is like those toxic partnerships, those karmic connections, okay, that are always very unbalanced. What is the lovers in the reverse? Try to pick up the pace here because I always end up being very long-winded. But these, look at this. The lovers in the reverse is the lovers in the upright. So the lovers in the reverse, passionate thrills, sexually based connections, okay, that ultimately end up in the reverse. They never end up going anywhere. A spark that does not last. So the lovers also indicates having to choose between two. So ending up in these third-party situations on your father's side of the family with women who use, okay, pay attention, a lot of sexual energy in order to captivate and to capture the masculine, okay, using her abilities in terms of darkness, dark magic, sex magic, okay, in order to draw him in, but it ends up turning out very chaotic with a lot of fighting, a lot of gossip, okay, a lot of gossip, bad news that ends up coming in as a result of this and having to start all over again. The feminine who is of the household, the wife of the household is constantly having to put her heart back in her chest, constantly having to heal. And so the enemy ends up being able to almost kill two birds with one stone because using the Jezebel spirit through your father's side of the family ultimately affects your mother's side of the family because the father is underneath this hypnotic spell where he can't sit still in terms of being committed because he has this lustful energy that is so strongly within him that he's always being deceptive, always being sneaky, but always at the same time calling in this Jezebel spirit that ends up placing curses over the mother's side of the family out of jealousy, out of envy, not wanting this man to commit. And so she casts all of these spells over the mother's side in order to keep her in this energy of fear, pain, chaos, sleepless nights, and again, constantly trying to heal from this chaos, okay? So it's very obvious that this was being done, this particular person, your father's side of the family, was being done to stop love, true love and divine partnerships from coming together and to keep your father's side in the very lustful energy so that he attracts to him Jezebel spirits or witches that are actually going to continue the curse by casting more dark magic over the mother's side of the family. So let me see. What was the curse meant to block? What was the curse meant to block, okay? Because, and then with that imprisonment card, remember the five of wands that we saw, because this is what we have here. These two cards are cutting the deck. Always ending up, if you're in this energy of always fighting and in chaos and drama, then, ultimately you end up going to jail because there ends up being probably domestic violence within the home because if she's casting, if this witch, if this Jezebel spirit is casting dark magic over the household, over the connection itself, then she's sending out that energy to cause them to fight with each other, to cause conflict and chaos between one another. So they're constantly fighting, stressful nights, sleepless nights for the wife there, and this lustful energy, this insatiable appetite that the father ends up having where he's always out seeking the next thrill, and then just constant fighting. So that ends up sending people to jail, you know? And so let me see. In terms of what... Look at this. The enemy was trying to block out marriage, commitment. The Hierophant deals with marriage and commitment, okay? So let's see. What was the enemy attempting to block out with these curses? You all use your own intuitive wisdom in terms of what you should write down to release. You write these things down that you want to release in terms of your ancestors. On your mother's side and your father's side, and then you burn them, okay? I release all blockages concerning love. I release all blockages concerning financial abundance and stability. I release all blockages concerning commitment. So let's see. Look at this. What was the enemy trying to block? This card was in the reverse. The enemy was, the curses was to block out your father's side of the family from releasing themselves from this lustful demonic energy that kept them chained, okay? This energy, to keep them from turning away and being optimistic about moving forward to the future. These curses was to keep them chained and bound. You see these two people are naked, chained and bound to the energy of lust. masculine here is that fire is there at the tail, burning the tail, keeping that lustful energy going in the masculine energy, chained and bound to the Jezebel spirit, which would feed that lustful appetite, that insatiable appetite, okay? So keeping him chained and bound to the Jezebel spirit, but the curse was meant to keep them from awakening to that, okay? What else is coming out in terms of what the curse was supposed to do? So once he awakened on your father's side of the family, they turn away from that. They turn their back away from that type of behavior, and they move forward in a more positive direction to create stability, because what comes after the three, yeah, look at this. I can't make this stuff up, y'all. To create stability, because I was about to say what comes after the three of wands is the four of wands, which deals with commitment, stability, creating a solid foundation, a household that's going to last, that's going to stand on a solid foundation. This is the husband and the wife getting married, celebrating this, having that victory, okay? Divine partnership coming together. That's what the enemy was trying to stop, okay? We have the Ace of Wands in the reverse. The enemy wanted to stop them by using this energy of keeping your father's side of the family always seeking a lustful, new, passionate, and exciting thrill. Because this also stands for the male phallic, okay? And so that energy of always teaching that thrill, but it never goes anywhere. It always gets zapped right out. You know, as soon as they end up having this this passionate new beginning, it gets it goes nowhere, okay? And they end up right back to square one, seeking the next thrill. And so justice is here. Justice also deals with finding that, okay, Libra energy. Libra also deals with partnership, finding balance in your partnership, commitment. The justice system deals with the judicial system, getting married, okay? And so this is what was being blocked on your father's side of the family, to stop divine unions from coming together, to keep your father's side of the family in this energy of constant lust and attracting witches and warlocks that will place dark magic over them and their partner to keep them against one another, fighting against one another, and to keep someone that's within that marriage going out, seeking the next thrill, and bringing third parties into the relationship, causing a lot of stress and chaos over the relationship, okay? So the enemy did not want this to come to an end with the death card here in the reverse. The enemy did not want this particular spell to come to an end. And so now you know what to say in terms of your father's side of the family, okay? Now, let's speak on your children. If you have children, their father's side of the family or their mother's side of the family. So if you are a male and you now know what's happening on your side between your mother and your father, what generational curse has been passed down, you know what to address on your side. So if you are a male, then I'm speaking on the parent of your children. If you are a female, I'm speaking on the father of your children. So your children, other side of the family, in terms of what over their ancestors, because again, you might find that the father or the mother of your children may not be on the same spiritual path as you, they may not have the same understanding as you, and so they may not step in on the behalf of their ancestors or their children and the generations to come to break these curses, okay, because they may still very much so be asleep. And so it's important for you to know these things. And if you have multiple children with multiple parents, then you want to say pretty much do a general release. I release all blockages, all obstacles and blockages of the ancestors of my children in spirit and in flesh. I believe you can get detailed. You can still get detailed in, you know, assuming that some of the blockages will be dealing with love. Some of the blockages will be dealing with self-love, happiness, peace, financial stability, generational wealth, spiritual gifts. You can just assume, you know, just write it all out. Whatever comes to you intuitively, write it down. I release these things from my children's ancestors. I release all wounds because you know that they're all wounds. That is all that's obvious. And you write that down and burn it, okay? And then you you know, write on a candle those things that you desire to create now, as you are the generational curse breaker. What do you desire to create? So usually it will be the opposite of what was placed over the families and generational curses. So if lust was placed over the families and generational curses, then you replace that with love. I now create love for my ancestors of love and life for myself and for generations to come, okay? And then the same for your children's family. So let's just see. What are the generational curses over your children's family? Over your children's ancestors. What are the generational curses over your children's ancestors? That's too many. Okay, so let's see. So we have here, I feel like this is love, premature, for intimacy, like maybe on your on their side of the family, they might start having sex too soon. They might be targeted by people that are older at a very young age, because Pages deals with like children or teenagers, and so does the Knight, a very youthful energy. So it's like premature sexual contact on your children's parent side of the family, the other parent. What else? What are the generational curses? I'm even hearing molestation also, okay, on that side of the family. The Fool is coming out in the reverse, so yeah, people making very foolish decisions, jumping too quickly into love on that side of the family, or not really love, but romantic connections that don't pan out to be anything. The Seven of Wands, and then the Ten of Swords. I'm hearing premature death on your children's parent side of the family from probably being too hasty. Some of these things deal with the actual court system where they might have a lot of anger and aggression on your children's other parent side of the family in terms of generational curses, where they are very hasty in terms of their actions. Not thinking, but starting from a very young age, getting themselves involved in situations where they ultimately end up defenseless. They don't win in these situations. They end up losing, okay? They end up surrounding themselves with people who betray them, okay? I feel like in the children's father's side of the family, they end up running into issues with the judicial system a lot in terms of getting arrested, having to deal with so-called authority figures who misuse their power, who are very aggressive in their energy. They end up, the generational curses to keep this type of energy over them, where these authority figures ultimately come after them in a very aggressive manner, wanting to keep them in this, you know, in the judicial system, in terms of imprisonment, and also they themselves, the parents, is very aggressive in their energy. They take very foolish and not very well thought out decisions, and ones that they end up regretting later. Okay. And they end up in the Ten of Swords, hearing a mental illness as well, where all of this aggressive energy, they misdirect it. Because there's so many swords here, this deals with the mind. A lot of aggressive energy dealing with the mind here, and it gets them in trouble because they end up jumping too fast into situations that they're not ready for, and they ultimately end up hurting themselves and getting betrayed by the people that they offer themselves to, okay? And so the curse over your children's family is to constantly end up in this in chaotic situations. So let me see. I'm going to clarify these. What is the Page of Swords? So the Page of Swords is the Four of Swords in reverse. There's another sword energy right there. I feel like the generational curse over the children of your of their other parents' side of the family is over the mind, over their mental state, okay? So that they make very foolish and hasty decisions that ultimately ends up placing them. It gives the judicial system a reason to wreak havoc in their life, okay? Or to even sometimes cause premature death, okay, depending on the type of people that they are surrounding themselves with from a very early age, though. So they don't end up healing. There's no time. They don't take the time out to heal on your children's other parent's side of the family. So what is the Knight of Cups? Okay. So the Chariot came out in the reverse, forward movement here, never being able to move forward. So even when they do let their guards down and offer their love, it doesn't go anywhere. Very scattered in their energy, misdirected energy. Look, here's the judicial system right here, y'all. I told you they end up staying in trouble with the law. That is one of the, well, with the law, okay? Let's not make any mistakes here. We know that there's a true law, and then there's one that's based on a lot of wickedness. And so this is the enemy's agenda for your children's side of the family, the other parent, to stay in trouble with the judicial system where they're always aggressive. So that curse is working over the mental state of the children that's on that side of the family. And this is probably why I told you all when this came to me, when the thought of me actually looking into my children's father's side of the family or presenting this message for you all to do this and to break the generational curses, that's when my girl woke up screaming to the top of her lungs. And so it's like an aggressiveness that is within their side of the family that causes them to misdirect that energy, to make very foolish decisions where they ultimately end up defenseless, okay? And some of them end up dying prematurely or getting stabbed in the back, betrayed by people that they end up offering their love to, too hasty and misguided, and then they end up with these so-called authority figures who are very aggressive in their energy, looking for a reason to wreak havoc over their lives, and they end up going to prison, okay? Yeah, there's also an energy of a lot of sexual energy over that side of the family. Like I said, children or young teenagers who end up prematurely being introduced to sex at a young age because they're misguided and misdirected, okay? And so, yes, the enemy is working on the mental state of your children's other parent's side of the family. Let me see if anything else comes out. Okay, yes, because I need to pull to see what is this curse meant to present here? So let me see what this is. Okay, the Three of Pentacles, yes. Working against these children or working against that side of the family to stop them from being able to take forward movement or to take action in order to heal here. Healed, I also heard that there's this energy of wanting to work against the mother. So if you are a woman and you're seeking to understand what's happening on your children's father's side of the family, that curse is also meant to be directed towards the mother so that if you ultimately wake up and heal, that whatever work you put in does not come to fruition. The goal is to increase this aggressiveness within these children to increase the aggressiveness to always work on and play on the mind of these children, okay? So let me see. I'm going to pull specifically for that. What is this generational curse supposed to block for the children, your children concerning their father or their mother's side of the family? What was the generational curses for their ancestors here? So, yes, mental instability, aggressiveness, misguided. So what was the agenda? Look at this. Aggressiveness. I told you, aggressiveness. And then we have the Wheel of Fortune here, okay? So this cycle, they did not want this cycle of aggressiveness to come to an end, okay? They want them constantly in battle and in conflict so that they can, you know, in this energy, you stay in trouble. In this energy, you stay in trouble because you're always fighting, okay? Let's see. For your children's other parents' side of the family, what was the agenda of these curses? Yeah, to keep them, they're always making hasty decisions when it comes to love as well, when it comes to partnerships, people that they end up joining. It's always just a hasty decision, and it ultimately causes them to be in this codependent energy as well. They end up very codependent. So I feel like as a child, they're very misguided and misdirected on that side of the family, so the purpose to cause them to be emotionally off balance, mentally very aggressive, so they're always seeking love, seeking a way to balance that out by making hasty decisions that cause them to attract other people where the relationship never pans out and they end up feeling codependent on the wrong type of people, never being able to create stability for themselves, okay? What was the agenda of the curse? Look at this. The agenda of the curse was to prevent them from coming out of this energy. The five of wands from releasing themselves from that aggressiveness. The ten of pentacles is here. Right behind that, we have the seven of swords. So the seven of swords is the agenda of the curse was to keep them from realizing where the deception was coming from in order to create the stability. Because after the nine of pentacles, we have the ten of pentacles. So that means generally, this is being single and independent, and you meet your partner who has that other pentacle that helps you to create a ten of pentacles, okay? But this is in the reverse. You're able to meet your divine partner because they're being too hasty, jumping in relationships with the wrong types of people, okay, creating soul ties with the wrong types of people, and so they never end up coming out of this energy of codependency and poverty. And so that creates that aggressive energy because you feel insecure about yourself. And keep people asleep to keep you from unveiling or seeing through the veil. Let me pull one more card. And then, we're already in an hour. I'm going to pull for advice from another deck. Yeah, to keep them insecure, okay? To keep them insecure and from not realizing their full potential, not being able to disconnect themselves from unbalanced situations. So they always feel codependent on other people who are not good for them. Ultimately, that's what happens. And so for your children, you want to be very specific in terms of I release all codependent energy off of the ancestors of my children. I release all emotional strongholds, mental strongholds off of the ancestors of my children's family. I release all aggressiveness, all anger off of the ancestors of my children's family. I release all strongholds of the judicial system. I release all imprisonment. I break all chains of imprisonment off of the ancestors of my children's family. So that your child, you might be wondering, because if that's generational, then that means that you have children right now who are likely, some of them you can't explain why they're always so aggressive or always so angry or always just so having outbursts, emotional outbursts. It's because the curse has been placed over their other parents' lineage has been to keep that energy, instability, and aggressiveness over them, okay? So it's your position to break that now that you're aware of it. So
let me just pull for some advice very quickly, and then I'm going to close out, y'all. What advice can I give to you all at this time? This will take a while to upload, so I'm hoping that this video will get to you all by maybe late on 12/21. Late, you know, 12/21. So what you have here is embrace the flow of life. Stay balanced, y'all. And this is actually, look at this. This is the full moon in Gemini. We are coming up on this is the full moon in Gemini. I'm doing this on the night of the full moon in Gemini, okay? So embrace the flow of life. Stay balanced. Create emotional stability, okay? What do you need to release? You see that down there. What do you need to release? So do those releasing, writing down and releasing, writing down and burning to release those things off of your ancestors. So now you know what you need to release. And then we have here deception and envy. So this is also something that you want to release off of your family, those who are envious of your of you healing and seeing yourself, releasing all of that energy, destroying all of that energy from your existence, from your children's existence. It's, you know, because these are people that will be given like that evil eye energy, wearing masks, okay? And that's also the same thing as the Seven of Swords that kept coming out, which would be that energy of deception. And so these are the people who are constantly watching to see what is the next move, what are you going to do next, and how can I create stumbling blocks? So we know that our power is much more powerful than any lower-level entity that someone else can go and conjure up. And so because we receive our power from the Most High God, we receive our authority to co-create from the Most High God, there's no-level entity that can touch that, okay? And so these people are constantly looking for ways to send stumbling blocks towards you and your children, but it won't work because we have stepped into our power and in our knowing. In our knowing, when you know who you are and whose you are, this type of energy, everything that they send out, it goes right back to them. But see, me personally, I don't do no reversals. I don't do no back to sender. What I do is when I unveil the hand, when I take that mask off of my enemy, I say I release all strongholds that that particular person has tried to set or all obstacles that that person has tried to set within my existence and my children's existence, and I say to the Most High, I'm going to leave it up to you to establish the true righteous judgment over the head of that person, because if I send it back to them, that could be a far less sentence. That's just like you sending it back and giving them a 2-year sentence when the Most High said, okay, if you step out of the way and let me handle this, I'm going to give them a triple life sentence, or I just might decide to take their lives, depending on how much they put in, how much work they put in to try to conjure up demons against you, because only the Most High knows how far these people have been willing to go to create stumbling blocks for you and your ancestors and your generations to come. Only the Most High is aware of these people's actions, okay? So you allow him to exact the righteous far greater than anything that you can do in terms of sending something back, or definitely not going to somebody and saying, well, go do this to this and that person, because you create a karmic energy for yourself and over the heads of your children by matching darkness with darkness. We don't match darkness with darkness. We overpower it with light, okay? So let me pull one more card, and I'm going to close out, y'all. Sacral chakra, okay? So working on releasing all the Jezebel spirit. I released the Jezebel spirit from the ancestors of my mother, because we saw that was over the father's side, of your father's side specifically. But even on your mother's side of the family, the Jezebel spirit was able to attach itself because the dark magic was being sent to the mother through those witches that was being attracted, or those warlocks that was being attracted through the lust of those people in your father's side of the family, okay? And so releasing and burning the Jezebel spirit, okay, from ancestors, from you yourself and from your children, okay? So that's what I got for y'all. I love you all. Let's come together. Use the power that has been placed within you. This is our time now to take our power back and to establish balance and righteous judgment and to set our ancestors free, to break these generational curses and to create the kingdom. First within and then without. It has to start with us. So go ahead and do what you got to do. It's a generational curse breaker. I love you all. If you desire a private reading from me, just email me. I am not as booked as y'all think I am, but I will do up to maybe 4 readings a day, and I don't go any further than that because that could be a lot. And so email me if you want a private reading. My prices are very reasonable. I love you all, and I'll talk to you all next time.
I've traveled so far, couldn't tell you how far. Children, though I have been a million places at once. Many lives I have lived, many battles I fought and lost.
Mass shooters, black rulers, what's up to you, half truthers, Hotep Luya, that's humor, I'm past the rumors, I'm past the human, the body is trash, a bad computer, a ghost with massive tumors, can't threaten a nigga like me with death, I'd be glad to do it, and sprinkle my ashes on my mad computer, and rap into it, while blast the future, and say that's the future, that's the future. The year is 5,625. Niggas is clapping and stomping in church, waiting for Jesus to come back alive. Niggas is still waiting on E.T. to come out the sky, stop all the crime. Mentally ill and out of their mind. Niggas still waiting for Flint to get some supplies. Niggas is still like, damn, I was just talking to so-and-so the other day. How did they die? Why? Niggas is still waiting for politicians to admit that they lied. Since we all comrades, let them niggas street locked up in them contracts. You accepted as generous. Just cause the man let his boot off your neck just a little bit.
That shit.
If that shit was threatening, you wouldn't know that it did exist.
They
would've hid that shit from you like all of your history. They brought Bill Nye back from the dead just to get at me. They sent so many agents my way, I could start an agency. It's all about branding. Feel like a fraternity. Niggas wanna brand me, niggas want Grammys, niggas want families. Niggas think I'm crazy, I don't want a damn thing. Where the fuck's the manual? They can't understand me. They can't understand me. All this shit must go, all this shit is trash. There is not a plan B. Way too hard to let go. Where we gon' end up, where we all landing? This is just a shit show, this is just a sick goal. I am only passion.
You are nearly conscious. I've traveled so far, couldn't tell you how far. Though I have been a million places at once. Many lives I have lived, many battles I fought and lost. If you're looking for trouble, you ain't gotta look far. Without the presence of dark, would it be any thought? You may know who I am, but do you know who you are? You are, you are. These ropes, they don't go nowhere. These highways are a dead end. I've had my share of losses, I've had my share of blessings, and I sure know what hell is. And I ask you this question, if we are still imperfect, then how do we know what heaven is like?
Follow ways I
All right, guys. All right. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Ancestral Tea, Generational Courses versus Generational Curses. It's all about perspective and how you see it, guys. So that was a lot. That was a lot. So, you know, whatever resonated with you, allow it to resonate with you again. Whatever does not resonate with you, you can just discard it. Again, that was not my personal reading that she did for me. That was a collective reading that she does for the collective, okay? You can also go to the YouTube channel, Shavi Zane. It's in the show notes, guys. And if you go to her page in the description for her, you can get a reading from her. Her email is in her description on her YouTube page. So do that. All right? All right, guys. Love and light to y'all. May you all have a great week. Hope you all have a great October. You know, this October is about balance. Awareness, guys. This is Enhancing Awareness Radio. So enhancing your awareness collectively is our mission here. You know what I mean? So I hope that helped you guys in just starting to examine, you know, the things that may have gone on in your own family, guys. There's a lot of family secrets. There's a lot of family things that are not being told to the younger generations, and we wonder why everything is so fucked up. Because y'all are hiding all these secrets, and y'all are casting all this black magic in the shadows, thinking no motherfucker know what the fuck you doing, you know. Especially now, you know, you can get away with it. You got away with it in the past, but now, nah, buddy. You can try it, but it will come back on you 50-fold and instantaneously, huh? So please be advised that what we do in the shadows to go against each other is no longer going to be conducive in this new energy space that we are emerging into. All right?
Oh, blow.
All right. Peace.
Beautiful. Sexy. Easy. 1, 2, 3.
I want you to put your hands together and walk into the stage. Big round of applause.
Boy, good. Boy, good. Good and terrible.
Thank you.
The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Niggas be hurt, she don't fight for war. She just had niggas for life. Hurt people, can't you see?
She don't need
to be. What program is from the project? This the project to stop your progress. Keep you out there to prevent the object. To crack your third eye, this the process. This the hot murder stop. Here for a melanated nigga. I say never take a nigga.
Damn, homie, I invoke the dead. Homies on the other side. So bring this shit back alive. No one really died. You sound hurt. All you do is complain. You the face of the niggas ain't shit campaign. Seven circuits in your brain, you addicted to pain. Addicted to the chemicals that get released in your veins. Just let the soul go. Let it shine. 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 Like the swimming out of time. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Clap and move, clap and move, clap and move, clap and move. If you feel it, it will stop.